The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. George Secular here.
It's Logan Secular. Look, we took one day off.
Yeah.
And for some reason, in that day,
there was a giant balloon.
It was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for China, and a balloon floated all the way across the United States with everyone yelling, shoot it down, shoot it down. And finally, the Biden administration was like, all right, fine. Right when it was just
over water.
Over water to keep us safe after all of our data was collected. I mean, look, most of y'all are on TikTok. They have your data already. So
now they're watching you.
But now,
very closely. Yeah. People are saying, oh, it's not that much different from a satellite. It's different. Satellites move at, like, I don't know, crazy speeds up in space, right? And they just capture things. So, yeah, you can capture imagery, but it's pretty good these days.
Yeah.
It's nothing like being 20,000 feet above something. Like what you could capture then, moving slowly.
Yeah. Faster than I thought, though, when they were like, it's going to be in Tennessee tonight. I was like, whoa. Yeah, Montana.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's directed, but they also use the winds. If you look at the countries, this is why their whole thing of it got off course. It stayed on a perfect course with wind.
Yeah, if you look at it.
That's the jet stream.
It's the draft. Yeah, whatever you call it.
It's the jet stream.
Yeah.
That's why it's quicker to go east than west.
I know. I'm planning a California trip right now, and it's quite the flight. But, man, you have a good weekend? Everything good?
I mean, there was a lot of disaster, a lot of chaos. We wake up to the balloon. We wake up to, like, one of the biggest earthquakes in the world.
Yeah.
I saw The Magnificent Maurice yesterday.
What is that?
It's a cat movie.
Never even heard of that.
It's an animated French cat. Or maybe, in an English accent, but I think it was in France.
Did you say in the theaters? Or is this at home?
In theaters.
I've never even heard of
this. There
were
two other people I didn't know about until I looked on the website for the movie company. For like AMC, because my daughter wanted to go see a movie, so we see what's
that? I looked it up, and it's Jean Dubois, professional wrestler, also known as the Magnificent Maurice.
Yeah, it's not like the number one hit.
Oh, yeah, you type in cat movie. The Amazing Maurice.
Okay.
Sorry.
Actually, Magnificent was
a better title. They couldn't use it. Oh, it was a Sundance selection for this year.
Yeah, it's just good.
So my kids would love this. I never even heard of it.
It's a really good. I'm surprised it's not probably on demand or very soon.
Yeah, this looks fun. We didn't do that. Will and I went to go see The Knock at the Cabin, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which that's what took us to get back to the theaters. I feel like they were like, let's hit nostalgia for 35-year-old dudes. Like, what do we want to see? I want to see a new Signs.
Can't wait for the twist.
I know.
With a wrestler.
With the greatest actor in our time, Dave Bautista. And I mean that in all honesty. I'm not going to spoil the movie.
Does he actually go by that name? Is that his real name?
It's Bautista. It's Dave Bautista. So there's a U in there that's not in there.
So that's not just a stage name.
And he put on a phenomenal performance. I'll say that. I'm not going to talk about the movie too much, though it does feel similar. Because, I mean, as you see the trailer, it's like the apocalypse is upon us, or allegedly. You have to watch to see what happens. But so when you got that, while we're in the theater, we're getting text alerts about this
8-point magnitude, 7-point
giant earthquake in Turkey. They said you could feel it in Israel. You could feel it all over.
Yeah, Turkey and Syria. And then, I mean, 1,000 people dead. They don't even have any idea yet. I mean, no. But the number went from like...
When you watch the videos, it's just...
Whole building's just falling
just
down.
Fall. It's wild.
And, you know, this part of the world also, that it's very end timesy. That's what people thought. There were like tons of people lined up on the streets in prayer.
Yeah.
Thinking this was just
this
it.
This was it. Yeah. You probably
why
would
you think that was it if you were like... If you could feel that...
If you've never experienced an earthquake, and because they haven't, they said 100 years. So yeah, you've never felt any, not even like a 3.
The building's not built for that.
So an 8-point-something hits. I mean, that's level in your city. And it's
like just a nuclear bomb going off.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I mean, so you would think
this is it.
As a religious person, why would you not?
Yeah.
you're already in that part of the world that has seen so much warfare, seen a lot of that. So this, to, for this to be that scary, it's got to be, like you said, next level.
Yeah, and that's what that movie is pretty much about.
It's a complicated, shouldn't be complicated, Turkey. They're a NATO ally, but it feels like who goes in there? Like, you can't just go into Syria to help people.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Elon posted, people asked about turning on Starlink. Yep. You know, a lot of the internet's
that's probably a whole thing.
He said, yeah, they don't have approval. They said they're waiting for,
could
at least
be
last time I looked. Yeah, it would be.
He'd be violating U.S. sanctions to aid the Syrian regime.
To see if there was
right?
an update. Last night he put...
So the U.S. government won't give him the green light?
No, he said it was the people of here.
It's Erdogan.
Give me one second, and I'll find the exact.
Because I could see why he'd have a trouble over Syria, because he'd be aiding technically the Assad regime, which is a human rights violator. It's got a lot of sanctions.
Yeah, because he's done this. You know, when there's
so I'm sure he wants to be careful.
Yeah, the Turkish government declined Elon Musk's proposal to send a satellite service to the country after the earthquake.
That's Erdogan. I mean, this is a NATO ally. Why are you not at that point?
Well, because then they have free internet.
Because they try to act like Turkey.
Yes, Turkey has free internet. Pretty
happen.
Much, right?
Free internet?
Or not free internet, but like it's not as, it's not China.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's not as controlled, like a communist country or something.
Nothing like that.
They definitely will interfere, though, in Turkey.
Right. Yeah, they don't want people to see.
This, I think, look, I think there's a lot of people who talk about Elon Musk, and we talk about him a decent amount. I hate sort of the, like, he's just a supervillain character.
He's not at all.
He's not at all.
What are you talking about?
Even the stuff that you may not like.
Kamala Harris talking about space. The only reason she was talking about those guys, Bob and Doug, going to space.
It's because SpaceX.
Because of Elon Musk.
One of our friends went to Arizona over a weekend, saw the Starlink light up for miles, like, across the sky. He said it was pretty amazing. Yeah, but it's not on him. So people are saying that he wants to turn it on. And this is sort of our weird problem, why he's become such a political divisive figure. I hate that. Though he is obviously very outspoken. He doesn't necessarily always – he seemingly doesn't care to –
He's just not woke.
Yeah.
That's all.
And it's enough to make him into some
he's kind of post-woke,
some villain.
Like you said, he's not
that
age.
Right. He's got stuff that, sure, I don't necessarily agree with, or you're going to maybe have issues with. You may not like
that. They made him a hero.
Exactly.
The left. It's never good to individuals or people.
Yeah.
And so they made him a hero with Tesla, kind of with SpaceX.
Yeah. And then he decided he was for free speech. And that was
He decided he was a libertarian.
And that was too far. But I've watched sort of that play out over the weekend, just like we talked about the Mr. Beast thing, where he cured 1,000 people of essentially cataract surgery, gave cataract surgery to 1,000 people, cured them of their blindness, and was getting really the leftist media went after him, like the hardcore left. Like, I'm not talking about like CNN. I'm talking about like not even the Young Turks, but like the Young Turks offshoot, the Young Turks nephews.
Young Turks are very old, aren't they?
Yeah. They actually said that it was ridiculous that there was problems, but their offshoot programs went after him and said that this was... You know,
like Ilhan Omar would.
That this was, what do they call it? Kind of some kind of tourism. They call it, what's the word I'm looking for?
Disaster tourism?
Yeah.
No, not charity tourism, but something like that. And the fact that he was doing
philanthropic tourism?
Something like that, you know. But that's beyond the point. These guys have been like villainized, which is just absurd. When they're doing a lot of good for the world. You watch the Grammys?
No.
I watched about 5 minutes of it.
I just don't know that many people nominated, except for the people who have been nominated for...
Yeah, Beyonce broke the record of most Grammys won, 36.
I don't know any of her new music.
I don't either.
I mean, like, literally, I don't know of anything she's done in a decade.
Madonna was on there. A lot of...
That's what I'm saying. Like, she should not be back.
People are saying Sam Smith was worshiping the devil on it.
Always has been that lately.
A lot of devil worship.
Last time there was another one. Who was was it? Lil Nas X?
He had a devil worship.
So he goes from the Old Town Road to devil worship.
Yeah, and his song "Unholy" is sort of a hit right now. It's a big hit. He performed dressed as the devil. But again, it's almost not shocking to me anymore.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Is that shocking to? I mean, little kids have been dressed up like the devil since the beginning.
Well, I mean, this
Halloween.
Is a little bit more extreme than just dressing up like the devil. But you're right. It's kind of like, whatever. My favorite thing ever was Ben Affleck just seeming like he didn't want to be there.
Another beat.
They just kept showing him just like she's bopping along and he just looks like he's just in
his cigarette.
Just exactly. You just not
donuts, coffee,
wanting to be there. I mean, the videos of him are incredible. You have Chris Stapleton rocking. He's just like,
he creates memes.
I love it, though. It feels like all of us would be in that situation.
Oh, God. That's not interesting anymore at that point. It's got to be.
I went to last year a Grammys viewing party with Steven Tyler and Caitlyn Jenner and all these celebrities. And that was fun.
That seemed more interesting.
That was fun.
Because you could move.
Yeah, and it was for charity. It was like a charity event.
Yeah, there was movement. You're not stuck in a chair.
No, you hung out with people, and
it's so long. Those things are so.
I usually watch most of these shows, but we went to go see Shyamalan's film, and I didn't watch it. But I heard a lot of I was getting a lot of texts during it from people who were watching it. Did seem to have a lot of coverage.
No, you're not.
I mean, Sam Smith is really the star here of what's happening.
Just because he dressed like the devil,
pretty much.
I mean, that's such a low bar of creativity.
What won album of the year? I don't even know. I don't even know who is not. I know nothing about the Grammys.
They're like,
earlier in the day,
Adele again. I mean, it's like, how much?
Shania Twain performed, I think.
Okay.
Harry Styles wearing a Freddie Mercury jumpsuit. Okay. Bonnie Raitt.
Harry Styles is who won album of the year.
That's a good album.
For Harry's House.
Yeah. I don't really know it that well, but the songs I've heard are
tolerable. Oh, he's the former Prince of England.
Oh, Prince Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Right. He came over to America, does music now, and, wins Album of the Year.
I'd have more respect for Harry Styles, or for Prince Harry, if that was what he did. He's like, I'm getting into the record industry, and all of a sudden a huge hits. I was like, I'm headlining Coachella.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do it.
Bonnie Raitt won Song of the Year, beating out a lot of top people, which also shows
possible?
You. I mean, I guess it was so split. I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know.
Nominated along Adele, Beyonce.
Where's that song being played?
Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift, Steve Lacy, DJ Khaled, Adele, and Beyonce. Khalid. It's DJ Khalid.
That was Khalid.
That's Khalid. Khalid. Another one.
Hey, that's what he does. I didn't even know he was still making stuff either.
There is just Khalid. No, that's Khalid.
That one's Khalid.
Those aren't the same people.
I don't know.
I'm sure we're losing everyone here. But
you know what? They've shown they have no influence. They've lost that whole, like, because people online have more followers than these people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. They have influence. I'm not saying they don't influence. They make money.
Well, music is different.
It's just a bunch of sounds now.
I don't. And I'm not
trying to get off my lawn.
I don't know what it was before, Jordan, but I do think it was a bunch of sounds.
No, there's just not many bands left. There's not many.
Rock bands? Well, rock bands are kind of.
And the rap is kind of weak.
Well, they did the 50th anniversary of rap. Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time now.
Yeah,
since.
But you know what I mean. Like, I don't have any problem with computer generated beats and all of that.
Yeah, EDM and such.
Yeah, I don't care. I think it's cool.
I do too. It's not really what I listen to, but it's cool.
the big stars just don't seem that big, and the few that are still big are kind of old.
Well, like you said, they're kind of, even Harry Styles.
He's old.
One Direction was
Taylor Swift 10
plus years ago. Taylor Swift's in her 30s.
She's pretty old to still be playing the boyfriend, girlfriend songs.
Yeah.
Like, you should have more life experience at this point.
Like Madonna.
She's got life experience, at least.
She's been through it.
She's been through their lives.
That's why everyone wants Oasis back together, Jordan. That's what the whole conversation is.
Just because they play music?
Just because.
They're in a band?
I mean, there was... I feel like I'm still being marketed to.
Is there a single band that's nominated for anything? Like an actual musical group?
Like a rock band?
It has to coordinate.
There's a best rock album of Grammy.
It's like Nickelback.
Probably.
Train.
The band Wet Leg won Best Alternative Music Album.
Okay.
Wet Leg.
Ozzy Osbourne won Best Rock Album.
How's that possible? You can't walk.
Okay. That doesn't mean you can't perform.
When was that released? 1978?
No, it's his new album, Patient Number 9, which is a pretty decent record.
Nelson won Best Country Solo Performance. Like,
see, who's voting on this? Okay? If Willie Nelson and Bonnie Raitt and Ozzy Osbourne are winning the Grammy Academy of Music, whatever.
It's got to be an average age of 70.
Yeah. So it's just they found a name they knew.
I know Ozzy.
I mean, the nominations for Best Rock Album were Black Keys, Ozzy, Elvis Costello.
God, you know, always with Elvis Costello.
Oh, God. Machine Gun Kelly and Spoon.
Spoon?
Yeah.
They're still going?
This is my favorite conversation. Just Tommy Aomi accepted the award. And
that's the guitarist, right?
Yeah, and the bass player, not the bass player, what's the guy's name from Metallica? The replacement member? No, with the braids.
Trujillo?
Yeah, he gave out the award.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm just telling you who was nominated. There was a rock moment last year where rock almost came back.
Who was it?
Like that Måneskin, or whatever you say it. They had a hit. That was going. They were there, and their second record just dropped a few weeks ago. There was like the Greta Van Fleet moment.
Yes, but that's just like copycat music. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, but it's for younger people. It's rock and roll for younger people. But I feel like it's just outfits, not clicking.
Like, people
it's
don't dress like that in 2023. You're faking it.
Yeah.
We don't dress like that. It's like, that's just not the fact. That's not even fashion.
It's performative. Yes.
Right? It's like you're just a cover band.
Kind of. I mean, I like both of those bands.
Not
like,
saying they can't play.
I got no beef with either of them. I want to see both of them. But, I don't feel like the shelf life is very long.
Yeah.
As much as I would like it to be. Do you see Johnny Rotten? Johnny, what's his name? Lynn Lothal?
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
What's his real name? Johnny from...
Does it matter? It's Johnny Rotten.
No, John...
To me, he always be Johnny Rotten.
Johnny Lydon.
he was trying to get badly into Eurovision,
like the
competition. And he placed fourth for Ireland. He was trying to represent Ireland with a song about Hawaii, which was about his wife's fight with Alzheimer's. It was actually a very sweet story, but I watched him. He did it, and he ended up in fourth place. And I'm like,
well, how's that sound? He wasn't good to begin with.
Yeah. It wasn't mean. The song's fine.
Again, nothing against them.
No. Look, you would love Johnny Rotten. If you follow him online, he's like one of us.
He's a libertarian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was a Trump voter.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch, but didn't quite make it to Eurovision.
Well, that just doesn't seem like his place.
Yeah. Did that. Well, I mean, that was my weekend. I was in a Christian film. Was
there you go. My son. That's just a weekend. My son
went out.
The Chosen Part 3?
No, I was not in the season finale of The Chosen, now available on whatever. I saw everyone talking about that. I overheard at this... that you brought that up. I overheard conversations about The Chosen. Everyone in this room, I'd walk around and be like, did you see The Chosen? Have you seen The Chosen? And look, I enjoyed The Chosen. I've not watched all of them. I think it's very well produced.
I've never seen one.
You wouldn't dislike it. It's good.
It's fine. I'm not at that spot with kids. You know, that's too. It's a little too much for kids.
Oh, the first episode's very intense.
Yeah, so I'm not. It's just not playing.
It's
in
not
our
Superbook.
Right. Which also gets into like
part intense, but this is realistic, biblical portrayal.
Yeah,
I like that the lead actor is doing like he spoke with March for Life.
Yeah,
he's doing things that he stars in the Jesus Revolution coming out in a couple weeks.
You can actually like them personally.
Yeah, I like that he's not just an actor playing a role. Like, the guy's out there is a pro-life advocate. That's pretty cool. They don't get that from a lot of mainstream actors. I know he's in Christian stuff, but The Chosen has kind of...
It's big.
It's the next step up. Yeah, I mean, they've actually shown that you can put television in the movie theaters and make good money.
Yeah, I noticed it was so it shows in the... So you go see an episode of the theater?
Yeah, the finale. I think it was the two-part finale they showed. But everyone was talking. I mean, it was.
We live in Nashville.
It was just working around the room. People talking about The Chosen. I had a conversation. We had a conversation. It was just like that scene of The Chosen. I mean, I heard that, overheard that like a bunch of times.
Just like that scene.
Yeah.
Just like that biblical scene.
Because they're supposed to be painting them as more relatable figures. Which there are hardcore conservative Christians, and I mean that in the sense of like biblically conservative, who have problems with The Chosen, who think that it takes too many liberties.
With like narrative?
Yeah, and that like, you know, they've given them all their own sort of spin. Like, one of the apostles is a little funnier, and one is on the spectrum, and one has some kind of, you know, more, it was a bar fighter. Like, there's a lot of different ways they've put stuff in there to try to make them more relatable figures. I don't have a problem with it at all. It's interpretation, whatever.
Yeah.
But
I guarantee you, it all sits.
And then the Mormon money behind it, people are a little.
They all had nuts.
Yeah. What?
In a little ways, they were all nuts.
The apostles.
Yes.
Yeah, going through a lot.
To go with that, you have to be a little nuts.
Yeah. So it tells a good story, but it was interesting you brought it up because I couldn't believe how many times I was overhearing people mentioning The Chosen in this. It was a scene in a coffee shop. We were just extras. Our friend is the director. And we went and had a great time. I'll tell you all when the movie comes out. I don't think I can talk about what it is or when it's coming out, but when it comes out, I'll let you know and you can keep an eye out for me. But...
It's happening. I think we're broadcasting during the end times. There's a train.
Wait, now we're talking about Santos, though.
No,
oh, there's a train. And tomorrow is the State of the Union.
With unknown...
explosives.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, before we get to that, speaking about explosives, maybe your nose is exploding right now because of the weather changes. Today, 75 degrees. Yesterday, it was 20. Ice cold. But the weather's here. You need something to help you. There's flu running around. There's COVID running around.
Yep.
And you need to talk to our friends at Centurion Labs. Go to centurionlabs.com/bros. Use that promo code bros, and you're going to save 20% off your first bottle order. We've really loved working with them and love their product, whether that's Defender Immunity Boost, the regular or the PM, whether that's the cough products. There you go. You need it right now. Jordan, someone slip him some Ninja Cough while we're at it. Go to centurionlabs.com/bros. It's a great product,
and
we've loved working with them. American-made, conservative Christian company. Made right in Alabama.
That 20% off. BROS.
Yeah. Check it out.
A lot there.
Yeah. And, hey, while we're at it.
My Pillow 2.0.
Jordan and I both.
I slept on my Pillow 2.0.
Yeah, we haven't talked about my pillow much.
You want to know what it was like in bed with Jordan this weekend?
Oh, hello. It was.
My bed was on my pillow.
I know. We both got my Pillow 2.0s.
Got two of them.
Brand new.
It's amazing how they ship.
Yeah.
I was sounds like,
by the way, this sounds like an ad read
This is informally an ad read. This is a, we'll give you a promo code at the end. This
is actually, surprising.
Yeah, because my wife, they, full disclosure, they sent us MyPillows.
Yeah.
The box comes, and my wife is like, oh, they must have just sent us one.
Yeah.
And exactly. I said, no, there's, it's, they're vacuum
sealed
in there. And then you do the whole, it's like getting one of those mattresses. You cut it open, they go poof, poof. Yeah. And then within 15 minutes, I think you're supposed to put them in the dryer. And all these things. Yeah, I'm not sure if I don't know if I did.
Follow any instructions.
Didn't look at
just
instructions.
Just put it on the bed.
Jordan and I went for the larger man size.
Yep.
I think it's the green or the blue.
It was the green.
Double XL. Whatever the double to triple XL size is, because they tell you to order it based on your shirt size, which was, I mean, I got two sizes, and they were nice. I enjoyed it. I see why people like it.
I've noticed a couple. I've only slept on for 3 nights, but the couple of nights I've noticed I've taken the other pillow to the side.
Oh, good.
That's when you don't really like it.
Yeah. I've used mine mainly for like the pillow to prop myself up.
It's different.
Yeah. 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 Because it's like broken apart foam, like in a million pieces. And then it's firm also.
And it's much, much firmer than, like, it's not firm in a.
But then you kind of sink in it.
Right. A little like memory foam. It's like but not like one spot. Which I don't like about those memory foam pillows.
Yeah. I liked it. I used it to like prop myself up to watch a movie or television.
The prices are just amazing, too.
Yeah. Such good prices.
They are.
And right now there is a buy one, get one, and you can use
That's
our
the
promo
thing.
Code.
Buy one, get one free.
You check out the, check it out. Bros. Use promo code bros. You're going to buy one, get one of MyPillow 2.0, which just launched. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last week. We talked about that, I think, already, right?
Yeah.
I thought he handled
that. That was before the end times began.
That was before.
That was before the balloon.
Pre-balloon.
Pre-turkey. It was flying, but we just couldn't see it at ground level.
Now, there has brought up the question of whether these balloons are always around. Because we now heard of another one, maybe in South America. We've heard of maybe there was others in previous times.
Weather balloons.
I don't mean weather balloons.
The Weather Service
though.
Had to come out and say, when people start seeing it from the ground, because it drops so significantly from 60,000 to 20,000 feet, somewhere in that range, you could just see it from the ground. And yeah. So the Weather Service had to come out, like in Missouri and a couple other states, and say, that's not our balloon. I mean, that's insane. Yeah. This should have been, we're just a weak country because we're like, oh, it's too dangerous to shoot it over Montana. If you can't shoot something down over Montana,
yeah, not a whole lot.
You're never going to shoot it down.
No.
And we didn't until it was. In the ocean.
And part of
and
me was
trying
like,
to recover
how do we
season.
Shoot it down? Is it going to is maybe some complicated way to shoot it down? But then no, once they sit in those fighter jets, they just went and bum
yeah, ultimately
done.
They didn't do that.
No. I thought there'd be some like controlled way they were going to bring it down.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were hoping for a more controlled way to bring it down. Instead, they used a Sidewinder missile.
That's what I'm saying. Like over Myrtle Beach.
And they were like, ch-chow.
It did feel pretty
is there,
top
is there
gun
much
cool.
smaller target? Is there a much larger target?
It's the size of what? 4 school buses.
Nothing against anybody flying those planes. It's crazy. But this had to be the easiest
if
target.
If we were just willing
hit.
To obliterate it, which it looked like we did. Like I thought maybe they were going to control it to bring it down so we knew like what was in it. No, we just
crashed it to salt water.
Yeah. They did say they learned a lot about it.
What'd they learn?
It was about 200 feet tall. It had thousands of pounds. Had a payload the size of a jetliner.
200 feet tall. It's like 20 stories tall.
Yeah. That's why you could see it from the ground.
20 small stories tall.
Like that's when you question, is
it's
the
bigger
moon,
than
the
Tower
moon,
of Terror at Disney World. Think about it like that. Think about that. What?
Here's my favorite part. They're now saying it potentially carried explosives to destroy itself. However,
so
they destroyed it with explosives.
Yeah, which they could have self-destructed if they wanted, but of course they would have taken the risk.
Well, China has pushed back and said the whole time, this is nothing.
It's just a weather balloon.
It's a weather balloon that went off course. I do have to give it to at least our people who have been like, no, it's not.
They did say that from the beginning.
Yeah, they're like, they're going to say it's a weather balloon. It's not. It's a spy balloon.
I mean, just the using the term balloon is so off. It puts your mind in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it's still,
this is not like
silly.
A hot air balloon.
No. Well, I guess a hot air balloon is pretty tall. I don't know.
Nothing could not hold 2 school buses of explosives.
What? Anything going on with the
hot air balloons are normally about 60 to 80 feet tall.
So this is triple
significantly bigger.
Triple taller than a hot air balloon in the length
with
the
capability of holding up 2. Jetliners, a payload of a jetliner, and pretty fast, like you said.
Well, maybe they're right then. That thing falling would not have been good.
Well, you got to do it controlled.
Yeah. Anything happening with the Smithsonian deal? Anything we can talk about?
They're going to get sued very soon. And it's expanding to other. I can't say which ones.
There's more in development.
It just happened at the Air and Space Museum, which we knew when we announced that. It's part of the reason we announced. I mean, people always say, why do we talk about these kids? Why do we bring this up? We bring it up a lot of times is to say, hey, these were the people who were willing to speak up first because they knew something was wrong. They contacted ACLJ. But a lot of us, our rights get violated a lot. And you kind of shrug it off. Or you don't want to be confrontational.
Yeah.
What we found out from this student group, which we knew, was not a one-off situation. It looks like it was something trained. Kind of like the IRS situation. We've seen this time and time again. They always try to blame it on the kind of low-level folks, the line item.
Stuff
security
starts to
guard.
Unroll. Yeah.
Security guards don't come up with this on their own. They may have acted inappropriately.
Yeah.
But they didn't
under some sort of directive. Yeah.
Pro-life groups on the day of March for Life, which is not a protest.
Yeah. It's a march.
It's a legal registered event, D.C.
Yeah. Hundreds of, hundred thousand people show up sometimes. It's wild.
Yeah. So it's at least 30,000 people on the street.
Yeah.
Very peaceful, very calm.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
So I think there's a lot good, there's a lot that will happen there because of there were the students willing to and their parents who are willing to let us tell their story. That's a huge for everybody listening. It's a huge part of our cases is you've got to be the person willing to tell the story. And when you do, oftentimes many more people will have similar experiences, but it takes that group who's willing to do it first. It took the group who were the Tea Party group to say, this is very bizarre that we got this letter with these questions, and then you realize it went out to 1,000.
Yeah, and some people who just had...
You can't let the government push you around.
No.
Or they will take your rights away. Like if you don't stand up for that right, they take away the next right. And so this is basic First Amendment.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not going to be an exception, but have you seen what people wear to the Smithsonian? I mean... The tourists from European tourists?
Oh,
Jean shorts are still huge in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Like you'll see more jean jorts.
Speedos.
Than anywhere else. I don't know if you can legally. I don't even know about Speedo. But.
I just said Europeans. My head went shorts. To Europeans in Orlando.
Europeans love jean shorts.
Yeah.
I don't.
And Central Floridians.
There's so many better fabrics these days.
I don't think I own a pair of jean shorts anymore.
Anymore.
I definitely did.
Everyone did.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I mean, so I never, not recently.
Just a pair of cutoffs.
Yeah, cut them up.
Make your own short shorts. Your own Daisy Dukes. That's like Sam Smith. A guy wearing an outfit of a woman that no one wants to see that guy in any outfit.
I mean, it would look like, Sam Smith looks like if we decided
it's like you and I decided putting pasties on.
Yeah, exactly. We're not saying that's right or wrong.
Yeah, I got boobs.
I'm just saying it looks like what you'd expect. And if you want to know what Jordan and I would look like dressed like that, he's a pretty good example of what we'd look like.
Yeah, like with stubble and an exposed chest of a man. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of a chest.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Kiss, the band.
Dressing up and wearing pieces.
There's a lot of shirtless going on in that band, but you know,
and a lot of like low cut.
Yeah, yeah,
as low as you can go.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in the '70s and eighties,
but they stay in shape.
Yeah,
pull that off.
I mean, they're older now, but yeah.
But I mean, like to come out with that the first time.
Oh yeah, they were guts. They were thin and young.
Now I don't feel like you have to have any guts because you celebrate every.
Yeah, you celebrate about body size.
I just don't care. Who are they shocking at this point?
And that's what we're talking about. It's like they are shocking.
They literally have to dress up as a woman and Satan to make news.
Yeah.
No one knows what their music is.
No.
What does he sound like? Adele? Does he kind of sound like Adele?
He sings like Adele. I remember the first album being good. I had that album on the internet, Spotify.
He's kind of like a
George Michael kind of guy.
That's what I kind of see the best. Talent show singers.
What do you mean? Like a reality show? Like an American Idol?
You get up and they sing like a song. They have a good voice.
Yeah, I think you can sing for sure.
But they're not like...
I don't know. I can't really, honestly, I don't listen to his music. Nothing. Nope, not offended by it. I don't really know it.
I can't be offended by
it. It could be offensive. I've never heard it. Other than his first record. And I think I remember enjoying that.
I just feel like they like to do an offensive visual.
Yeah, for sure.
And yet, they're trying so hard to offend, it's kind of a joke.
So we just need Oasis, and all will be right in the world.
Pantera.
And Pantera's touring.
Yes, I know, but without it's like, bag, it's...
Well, without pretty much anybody. And they had to replace the current members got sick.
Of course.
So they had to replace even the last members. Apparently, it's like a nice tribute to Pantera.
That's an interesting story. If you go through them, too, like how they survived the duck cancel culture is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those visuals are a bit intense.
Yeah. Hey, little close to the line.
I'll be honest. I got to wrap up this show.
To get to Pantera?
I need to attend to something. So, can we wrap up? Is that okay? There we go. Oh. I mean, we did a half hour, right? That's enough. We gave you your free
show. There's so much going on.
We're gonna really go over a lot what's happening. And we got the State of the Union tomorrow. I didn't even know about
hashtag SOTU.
Yeah. Hashtag boring.
Hashtag. Hashtag.
End times.
Coughing. Hashtag. A lot of gurgling. Hashtag.
Oh, so does behind him is gets to be McCarthy?
That's true.
Is he gonna rip it up? No. It's too polite.
I'd fall asleep.
That'd be a funny way to do it.
That would be a good way to do it.
McCarthy, if you're listening, give a little snoozer during it. He would do it. Biden would just do it because that's what he does. He falls asleep everywhere.
She'll be cackling. He'll be sleeping. Yeah.
Who was it? Which president? Was W who was like, I need 10 hours of sleep? He had like an aggressive amount of sleep.
He went to bed at like 8.
He goes to bed at 8. And I don't wake up till not till. Yeah, 8 to 8.
12 hours.
I need a solid 12 hours. All right, let's wrap up.
I get it. Oh, you could declare it.
Why not?
I'd take it.
Yeah, I get it. Totally. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Secular Bros Podcast.
Everybody's going to know what's going on.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.